if you want to really make money from forex market, like you want to come with better money, or even though with better money, me person they see money consistently, at least me person they chop. We say you know, just want to see your other like guys or your friends or other people making money out of the market, and you are just there as a spectator watching their success, and you are just like you just stay stagnant from one place. Then you need to take note of something very quickly, because that thing it could cause you a little of damage. And if you know really like tackle and fast, you could just sink. You understand? You'll be sinked into this problem, and before you can be able to like get yourself out of the problem, it should be very, very difficult. And the thing is self-sabotage. Self-sabotaging will make you doubt yourself, will make you doubt your ability. It will make you do a lot of wrong things if you don't even know. Do you understand? You know, go believe yourself, like you'll be overthinking a lot of things. You could study a lot, if you know, like study if you don't even make sense at all for forex markets. We should study just because say you just doubt something, if you understand. I suffered a lot from this sabotaging of the thing. Then, and the worst thing be say, you know, go know say now you be your own problem. You go see set up like this, we say clear. You know, say it match with your plan, it match with everything. But because of this self-sabotage, it go shall give you one reason. We say go see and say, oh, this setup no go go my way. You understand? You will go and you go miss that setup, and the setup will later play out very perfectly, and you start regretting. Then you promise yourself that okay, the next time you see this kind of setup, you will take it. Same thing will happen again. Okay, then let's say you come like you can't really try. Okay, gonna talk to okay. Might even take this trade. You go take ammo, you understand? You go take ammo, but you shall go like your mind you shall be there. Say, Omo, man, you go shall say something. Say, Omo, be like, say this favorable gap could push the thing back to my entry or go stop me out. Oh, before you know it, you close the trade, and the trade will end up beating your TP. That will keep happening over and over again. Sometimes, say, if instead me, you risk 1%, you go risk 0.5. Instead, me, you risk 0.5, you go risk 0.2, just because you shall no one will lose money. You always fear of being wrong and everything. So, and if you this is something that you are going through, you need to understand that you are the one, like you are your own problem. You understand? You now you're going to do yourself. You are sabotaging all your efforts. You are sabotaging your like the strategy you are working with. If you trade with like the best strategy in the whole world, and you go sabotage on yourself. So if you want to overcome this thing, then you have to accept that now you go be the problem. Understand? So once you can be able to understand this, then you work on your emotion. Forget about the no, they use the emotion to trade. You understand? Just you know, see any trade where you say you go day, and you go to face say, oh, you know me, you can't eat your TP. No, just stop loss. That means say you don't over risk with that. So you need to be very, very careful whenever you are risking, so that it can be able to like get you in the minimum emotion possible. So you know, go just you need to even care. Because you don't allocate risk for the trade, and stop rushing the process, my bro. Stop rushing the process. Don't because of say okay, they see Tony, they see Lingard, they see all these other guys, Jeffrey Benson and everybody, they make them for forex. Maybe you say just the Russian, they go say or more. At least maybe you should start like come on something from market. This thing it go make you make a lot of mistakes, and before you know it, now waiting the lead to self-sabotage him, say now you would like delay yourself. You know, go follow your plan. You go promise yourself, say your next trade you go follow plan, no, but that fear of missing out should let you like jump in, and that is just you destroying yourself when it comes to forex market. Then you work on your mindset. Mindset plays a lot of roles when it comes to forex trading. So you need to work on your mindset, and trust me, one of the biggest problems is you when it comes to forex market. And if you can overcome yourself, you have that emotion. You understand? So everything still comes down to psychology. So if you can overcome it, trust me, you make a lot of money. You understand? You make a lot of money.